Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The firestorm officials had feared becoming a reality with a third out-of-control wildfire exploding overnight in the Los Angeles area.
At the end of the day, I mean, who's ready for something like this?
Overnight, flames reaching the iconic Malibu neighborhood and its beachfront homes. In the coastal neighborhood Pacific Palisades, multiple homes completely engulfed in flames, with desperate residents rushing to get out. Planes flying above the area, capturing the massive reach of the inferno. The fire jumping Pacific Coast Highway, burning all the way to the ocean, even threatening the famed Getty Villa Art Museum. And two more fires igniting overnight, spreading to Pasadena, where this Jewish temple erupted in flames.
It's like a bad, horrific dream.
In Altadena, dramatic video showing elderly patients being evacuated from a senior center. The Palisades fire igniting mid-morning Tuesday, with the area's hilly, winding roads quickly clogging with cars.
The homeowners are saying they're unable to access any exit routes. There's fire on both sides of the roads.
We are in bumper-to-bumper traffic right now as hundreds of people try to get out. You can see flames here on both sides of the road with very little visibility. Many abandoning their vehicles to flee on foot.
Policemen started telling everybody, get out of your car, leave your car if you want to live.
A bulldozer brought in to clear a path, pushing dozens of cars out of the way. Smoke from the growing fire darkening the skies. This man breaking down, desperate to reach his dogs.
I've been trying to get to my house for 5 hours.
Later, reunited, his house thankfully saved. Overnight, a high school up in flames. The fire hitting some of California's most famed areas, home to iconic houses and sites, and many celebrities. Chris Pratt posting overnight, please send prayers and strength to those affected. Woods posting this video of the fires approaching his home. Beloved actor Steve Guttenberg among those stepping up to help his neighbors.
When things like this occur, you really realize how vulnerable you are and how important community is.
Scenes of unbelievable devastation and loss as the relentless winds fueling these fires show no signs of letting up.
Oh, my God. And you know, that's expired. That only accounted for three of the out-of-control blazing fires. Now there's a fourth one as of this morning. You know, I had to check in with people, had a call. I got some photographs from Jess from her front porch. It's not good. No, it's not good. And, you know, you can't drink anymore. Did you know that? Well, woo, 2025. Woo. Everybody. We're off to a great start, aren't we? I mean, you know, L.A. is on fire and Trump isn't the president yet. So, you know, what can we possibly expect? I will say, you know, Biden is already out there. Did you see that? Did you know that? Biden's already out there. But I hear it's from a lot of my buds out there. I hear that it's like a hurricane, but with fire. Hey, woo. I don't know. We have a president who is incoming who thinks it's going to cool off. Do you remember this? Do you remember any of that from the campfire? Do you remember Donald Trump actually telling Gavin Newsom that he has it on good authority that if he would just rake the forests, that this would not happen and we're not going to see very many more of these. You'll see real quickly it's going to stop. Do you remember that? And he said that he learned this from Finland, which apparently now he wants to buy. Oh, no, that's Greenland. It's just another socialist population that he would like to purchase. It's just like, what the hell is this year going to be like? I think we're seeing it. I think we are. I think we're experiencing it firsthand, you know, and not just figuratively anymore. It's not just, you know, oh, he's going to torch everything. You can just turn on the TV now. Just turn it on. 0% contained. You know why? Hurricane force winds. I mean, you can't. What are you going to put up in the air? James Woods' ego? All right, let's try that. His house is on fire.
If you put James Woods' ego up in the air, it will black out the sun.
It did, because his house is on fire and you can't see the sky. It did block out the sun. And I don't know. I saw a report where he said there are planes flying over and they're, you know, spraying water. I have no idea, like, why over his house and nobody else's. It's fabulous, isn't it, to be that famous? You know, for me, he'll always be that smarmy dude from Casino, you know, the one that ruined Sharon Stone's life. He'll always be that guy. He'll always be him.
And just a side note, good to see you, Steve Guttenberg. I hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg gave some of the best interviews last night because, you know, I'm very hyper alert to this. Not because, you know, hurricane with a fire is something that would make me sit up and go, oh, hell no. Because, you know, I live in Florida. It's a hurricane place. It's, you know, we just celebrated the close of hurricane season right there at the, end of November. But, you know, there used to be a fire season. When I lived in L.A., you know, I went to school in Culver City where one of my friends lives. Hey, Seth. I remember ash falling from the sky back then, but I don't think it was fire. I think it was more acid rain. That's how freaking old I am. But, and we couldn't play tennis. I remember that. And so we had to sit out on the lawn and eat apples from the apple machine. Oh, it was very LA. And I sounded like this. You know, I had come from New York high school. And in fact, when they place you in California high school and you're coming from another state, and in this case, it was New York, they give you a test to see like where you fit in, like what courses do you need in order to graduate from, LA, from a high school in California, the great state of California. And when I took the test, you know what I needed to graduate? Do you have any idea? After being only in 10th grade in New York City, in New York City schools, which everybody likes to trash, right? So the only thing I needed to graduate from California high school was service for the nurse. I needed service. And typing. Oh, and California history, because I had never had that, because I was a New Yorker. And that was it. So my father said, oh, really? Really? Do we really think that you're going to sit in class and not work because you need California history? No. We're going to, enroll you in a proficiency exam. And if you pass, I'm signing you out of school. And I ended up working in Wicks and Sticks. That's what happened. Anyway, so I remember the ash, but I don't think it was from fire. I really don't. And so now I have a whole bunch of people. You know, Jessica's out there. I don't even want to say where she is, but very close, very, very freaking close. She sent me photos this morning from her porch. She had to wear a mask to go outside. Anyway, I saw some of the best interviews about this from Steve Guttenberg, and he was pretty amazing. I mean, people were told, just like in that report, to leave their cars, because if you've ever driven around there, I don't know if you have, it's Costa Rica, but very expensive, okay, which is why I moved to Costa Rica. Big Sur, without the pricey, tag there. Anyway, the roads are all twisty, windy. It's very disorienting. The terrain is, it's very hilly. I wouldn't go as far as to say mountainous because, you know, Free Speech TV is based in Denver. Not that I'm there, but they are. And they go, California is mountain. Ha! ever been at 13,000 feet? Yeah, I can't breathe. Okay, that was the first time somebody said, don't drink. And I didn't believe them. Oh, my God. That's pretty. But anyway, so it's very hard to get around there. And there's like one road in and out of, you would think, Pacific Palisades being what it is, you know, so freaking awesome and expensive. There's one road that goes in and out of there. And people were trying to get out of there with their babies and with their children. The babies meaning their animals, you know, their dogs, their cats. And then their children, too, loaded into the car. And there's one road in and out. And the fire was on both sides of the road down in Malibu, too, on Pacific Coast Highway, where I just was. I just ate at that seafood restaurant that I think is on fire now, across the street from James Woods. Just visiting, James. Just passing on through. Can't afford it. But, he gave the best interviews. He was saying how people were told to abandon their cars. And he said, and if you are going to abandon your car on the one good road to get in and out, could you leave your keys in the car so we can move it? those of us who are able-bodied and are trying to be of service to our neighbors. I mean, he actually said, I think I broke the law. I think I broke the law. I commandeered a car and I drove it out of the way so the fire trucks could get through because there is just the one road. Oh, man. Oh, brother. Let me know if you're okay.